Om Shanti. There was a woman, and every day when she used to cook her food, she used to keep one or two chapatis on the sill of the window, and every day a beggar would come and take away that chapati. And the beggar was a woman who was hunchbacked, and never ever once she expressed gratitude. But this woman, while preparing food, would think of this beggar, and once the food is prepared, she would keep one chapati on the sill of that window every day. And that woman, that beggar woman, would come and she would utter one statement every time. She would say, "The evil that you do stays with you, and the good that you do returns back to you." So every day, this hunchback would come and say this word, and without a word of thankfulness, go away, taking that chapati. This lady, who was offering her food every day, got irritated one day. And she thought, what sort of beggar is this? She never even once expressed gratitude. So she gets so angered that she decides to put poison in that chapati, so that this old woman, who is a beggar, who is a hunchback, who is totally ingrate, would die. Otherwise also, who cares for that woman? So she poisons the food, but as she was keeping it on the sill of the window, just a thought strikes her, and she says, "What I am doing?" And she immediately takes that chapati and throws it into fire, and then prepares a new one and puts it on the window. After some time, her son comes home. Her son had been away for a very long time, and he had gone to some distant land for his studies. And when the son comes, she finds that her son is in very bad shape. Tattered clothes, disheveled hair, almost reduced to the stage of beggary. And the son says, "Today I am saved because of one thing. When I arrived in the village, I was famishing, almost hungry, and I almost fainted. And then an old lady came to me, and she was hunchback, and she took pity on me. I was about to die, and that lady said, 'This is my food, but your need is more than that of mine, and so I have for you this food.' Had that lady not given me that chapati, I would have died." And this woman suddenly remembers what she was about to do. And that time she understands what that beggar woman used to utter every time. "The evil that you do stays with you. The good that you do to other comes back to you, returns back to you." So doing good to others is a great act of morality. And every religion teaches that, to be good to others, to have good wishes for others. And that is the basis of today's Avyakta Murli. This is the triangle, and it has got three cones and Baba has described three words, Shubh Chintak, that is the first word, to have good wishes for others. And the basis of this are two things. Swa Chintan, that is to have thoughts of the original self. And another is Shubh Chintan, that is pure and positive thoughts. So doing good to others, or to have good wishes for others, or to become Shubh Chintak, you should have two things. First, Swa Chintan, that is thoughts of the original self. And second, you should have pure and positive thoughts. So, to have pure and positive thoughts, and to have thoughts of the original self, these two things form the basis of Shubh Chintak, that is to become well-wisher, good-wisher for others. So doing good to others should have these two things. Without pure thoughts and positive thoughts, you cannot do good to others. And without thoughts of the self, this is a very important thing. People in the world, they do good on the basis of this thing, pure and positive thoughts. But Baba said, for to become Shubh Chintak, you have to become Swa Chintak. That is, you have to have the thoughts of the self, thoughts of the soul. You have to become soul conscious. This is entirely a new dimension. Because in the world, there are thousands and lakhs of spiritual institutions or social services. Morality is not a new thing to humanity. Since time immemorial, people have been taught to become moral. We cannot say that people have become immoral now. We cannot say that people have become full of hatred now. Had it been so, whom did Buddha teach non-violence? Had it been so, whom did Christ teach love? People were immoral even then. Had it not been so, whom did Mahavira teach moral principles? So world has been like that from very long time. It's not that suddenly it has become like that. It had been like that for a very long time, and the teachings of morality and the teachings of religions were given to the people from a very long time. Every religion has taught about good deeds. Every religion has spoken about doing good to others. No matter what they do to you, but you keep on sending them good vibes, you remain Shubh Chintak for them all the time. That forms the basis of all the religions. But when Baba comes, when God comes on this planet, He also teaches the same thing. But then He adds a new dimension to it. And that new dimension is the soul consciousness, which was entirely missing in all the scriptures. So He always has a new viewpoint to give. Few days back there was a Murli, and Baba said and asked a question to the worldly people. When there is no rain, you do yajna. Why don't you do yajna when there is too much rain to stop it? Now the same question I can ask to the Brahmin family. When there is no rain, the Brahmin family is doing yoga. Now there is too much rains and people are dying, and such a torrential rains. Why not all centers are sitting in yoga to stop the rain? he has asked that question to the worldly people. Why don't you do yajna to stop the rain? Why are we not sitting in the rains? Because people are dying. Because of the torrential rains. That's off the track. So coming back to today's Murli. This is a Murli of 14 January 1985. I was just looking and trying to find what all things happened on this day. And there were many things. Somewhere President Ronald Reagan is doing something. Somewhere some movie is getting released. Somewhere Madonna is playing her concert somewhere. And so many things are happening in the world during the time when there is a Makar Sankranti in India. On that this day in 85. So many things are happening in the world on this day, on 14th January 1985. And God is coming and teaching about some extraordinary things. So, Baba told us to become Shubh Chintak. And the basis is Sva Chintan and Shubh Chintan. So the basis of SC is SC and SC. We'll divide this Murli in 10 points. There are recurring themes, but I will say this is very deep Murli. Because if we become the embodiment of this, probably it would be a very high stage. Because at present, the stock of good wishes in our hearts is very less. The moment somebody says against us, our stock of good wishes comes down. Baba is saying, even those who are fallen, even don't say that these people will never come in Gyan, even never make such statement that they are not worthy of Gyan, they are not in Gyan, no matter what they are. Offer them wings, offer them limb, offer them mithai. Three things. Offer them wings of enthusiasm if they are unenthusiastic. Make them hopeful if they are hopeless. Give them limb of support if they have fallen down. And give them the sweets to eat if they are disheartened. Dil shikast. These are very elevated things. Because we are good to those people who are good to us. We love to be with those people who praise us. We love to interact with those people who are on the same wavelength with us. The moment somebody criticizes, the moment somebody opposes, the moment somebody maligns us, we tend to move away from that person. And the Murli says, lift them, give them wings, have good wishes for them. It is not that Baba is saying have good wishes for those people who have good wishes for you. Have good wishes for those people who are against you, who criticize you, oppose you, who malign you, who level false accusation against you. These are the people you should have good wishes for, who mistrust you, who deceive you, who plot and scheme against you, who laugh at you, who make you a butt of laughter, and those who hate you. It's a very uphill task, very difficult task at times. But Baba said at one point in the Murli, make this your habit. Make this your habit. There are two things to be understood. One is rule, another is habit. It is a rule that you do this, you do that. Another is, it's habit. There are no rules. In in the highest form, highest possibility of life, there are no rules. In golden age, there are no rules. Why? There are no rules because automatically things are happening. So here also, one thing is that rules are good, but then we have to even transcend all the rules and to reach a place, reach a life where everything is natural. At present, we have to tell ourselves that I have to think good of others, speak good things, speak pure things and all those things. But our aim should be, everything should be, we should transcend all the rules one day and that should become a habit. As in yesterday, Sakar Murli Baba said, a day will come when you will have automatic remembrance. You don't have to do anything. A time will come when you will only remember home and the kingdom. Now it's not there, but the time will come. One of the greatest philosophers of the world, Bertrand Russell, had said somewhere, he said that in the ideal world, there would not be any religion. And he is out and out atheist. He is not the believer in God. Such people like Friedrich Nietzsche, who were non-believers, and he used to sign himself as Antichrist. His signature was Antichrist below Friedrich Nietzsche. So these were some of the philosophers of the world. They were against God. But you cannot say that they were not religious. So they said, one of the persons said, in the highest form of life, there won't be any religion. Just as in golden age, there is no religion. We at Confluence Age are saying that the religion is the original deity religion. But they themselves are not aware of any religion. Are they? Or they say that we belong to this religion. If they say, half of the community will say, no, we will create another religion now. There is no such conception of new religion or even the thought that the word dharma would exist in golden age. What do you think? The word dharma. Will that exist? No, it will not. The highest form of life will not have religions. The highest form of life will not have any rules. There everything would become natural. Now there is a struggle. Now there is a conflict with the vices. But when we become completely viceless, the struggle would end. There won't be any struggle. And then the life would become peaceful. So, there are 10 things. I don't know I would be able to cover or not. We'll go fast. The first. That we already said. If you want to become Shubh Chintak, Baba said, you have to have Shubh Chintan or Swachintan. The second point is, what is the definition of Swachintan? The definition of the Swachintan is that just as father or Bab Dada, for them you say how they are, what they are, to know them accurately. In the similar manner, this first riddle of life, who I am, you know yourself accurately. And to know oneself accurately means Adi, Anadi Swarup, my original and eternal form of the soul. To remain stabilized in this is to know oneself, is to have Swachintan or is to become Swachintak. The first is this thing. This should be the basis of everything. Baba said, if you say, I am weak, that is not Swachintan. If you say, I am effort maker, that is not Swachintan. If you say, I am not the conqueror of Maya, that is not the Swachintan. If you say, I am not the embodiment of success, that is not Swachintan. These four things are not Swachintan. Swachintan is something that when you say that you are Brahmin, and Brahmins are those who are most powerful, So that is the first, second point, that we are Brahmins and we are more powerful, and we have to remain situated in our original form and eternal form. Eternal, anadi and adi. Practice these two. Try to remain as much as possible in the subtle world, in the soul world, and practice golden age. Because there is a huge gap between us and golden age. Golden age is here, we are here. How to catch the sanskars from here, sitting here to catch the sanskars of golden age, where half the cycle there is a materialism, the dust of Maya has clouded our vision. To let go of this and to catch that, we have to constantly keep on thinking of the golden age. Or rather than thinking what things are there, think of what things are not there. There is no impurity, there is no body consciousness, there is no disease, no doctors, no hospitals, no lawyers, no judge, all those things. Keep on thinking about, always about what things are not there. There is no dirt, there is no torrential rains, the weather is so beautiful, there is no dearth of anything. So think more about what things are not there in heaven. That will give a new dimension to the thinking and to catch that thoughts. The second point is this, to get situated in our original and eternal self. The third thing, just as the Father is elevated, I am also like the Father. This is the third thought. Such thoughts are not given by any religion. No religion ever teaches you to become like God. They teach you to become moral, religious, virtuous. But here Baba said, just as Father is Shrestha, great, you are also great. That's the second point. The third, fourth point is about Gyan Chintan. Gyan churning. To become Shubh Chintak means to become a churner of knowledge. To churn this knowledge in depth. Baba said, the waves, move along with the waves. With your manan, you become magan. With your churning, you enter a stage where you are lost. And in that manan, magan stage, in that stage of getting lost, you don't have any obstacles. So don't just swim, but get drowned. Thinking means swimming. And churning means, Lalita mean, thinking means swimming, and churning means getting drowned. That's the difference between thinking and churning. Thinking is very superficial. Churning is deep within. So that is the fourth point about churning knowledge. Baba said, become the master here. Master of the treasure of knowledge. There is a huge knowledge Baba has given. There is hardly any topic of this world which he has not covered. Every topic under the sun, including the sun himself, has been covered in all the Murlis. Every deep aspect of human psychology. Every unspoken, hidden desire, emotion, feeling, has been covered and how to tackle it. Because human mind is so deep, we ourselves do not know what is there. And only in silence that we can understand this mind. When Mahatma, when Lord Buddha used to walk, 10,000 people would follow him all the time. 10,000 bhikshus, monks. He was once asked, you have been teaching from such a long time. Has anybody become like you? Or simply you are teaching? He said, many have become. And the question was asked, how to identify them? He said, I speak, but they are silent. Those who have become like me. not necessary that they will speak. It's only because I am speaking, that's why I am known. But those who are silent, they also have become like me. But because they are silent, they are unknown. And he said, they are more powerful than me because they don't speak. So churning. The fifth is those who are swachintak, they get rid of parachintan. They get free of not even as their Baba said, shwas or time. Nothing is wasted. Nothing occupies their intellect or their time. And they have no margin of anything waste coming in their life because they are busy all the time in churning knowledge. And this is one of the best method to defeat Maya. This is one of the best method to remain safe. This is one of the best method to safeguard oneself from the onslaughts of Maya. To keep churning knowledge. And automatically you get rid of wasteful thoughts. What others are thinking, what he is thinking, what he is thinking. Why he said this to me, why this person behaved in such a particular manner with me. All these things will go away. So that's the fifth point. The sixth is music and secret. Saz and Raz. Music and secret. Baba said, you all love music. Isn't it? Yes. We all love music. But Baba said, listening Murli should not be just listening. It should not be just saz. But it should remain. It should become saz, raz. We should enter into the depth of the knowledge. Enter into the depth of that knowledge. Then only you become the embodiment. You know what is what. Otherwise you are just dabbling with water. The next, seeing and thinking, Shubha. And here Baba said, make it a habit. Your drishti and vritti should see only pure things. This should become an habit. Seeing and thinking pure things, Shubha, should become an habit. This is such a beautiful habit because we are addicted to negative thinking and negative vision. Whatever we see, we've tried to see the worst part of it. That has become our, somehow everybody should accept that it has become a nature. And now Baba is teaching to have pure thoughts and pure seeing and pure vision and pure thinking. This should happen. And that should become a habit. That should become a habit. This is such a new habit. Just as all other habits are there, this is also a habit. That's seventh point. Eighth. There are multiple things here. Those who are hopeless, make them hopeful. Give them limb of support. Tongue. Give them limb of support. Feed them the sweets. Don't think that they are not in Gyan. They will not understand Gyan. They are not a better instrument for Gyan. Don't label them as non-BK. We often say, this is a BK program, this is non-BK program. Who gave you the permission or license to call them non-BK? Do you know that they are going to be come in Gyan after 2 years or 20 years. So how can you say that? So and what should we say? Would be Brahmins. That's a better term. So that's eighth. And then ninth. Those who are weak, make them go ahead. With your treasure, with your power, make them powerful. Samarthi ki shakti. With your strength, make them samarth, make them powerful. Let those fallen souls rise up and do not hate anyone and do not have hatred for anyone. If we analyze our own mind, we will have a list of people whom we dislike. Who are they? Those who make show off. Those, we have a sense of dislike for them. Those who are false, those who practice falsehood, we have a dislike for them. Those who deceive everyone, we have a dislike for them. Baba is saying, don't dislike anyone. It's a great task. And then, next. Next. Shubh. Drishti. Vritti. Sankalp. Bol. Karm. Janm. Omen of Bhagya, fortune, and dreams. And Srishti. These are the eight things. Everything should become pure. Everything should become Shubh. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your drishti, your vritti, your srishti, your omen of bhagya, bhagya ki dasha. Everything should become pure. And your dreams also. Even your dreams. So, this is in short about the Murli. And last thing is about the Samarthi Divas. This day, this is January month, so Baba is talking about that. And last one word about mothers. What they were? They were dust, and now they have become crown. They were in the four walls, and now they have become masters of the world. They were locked up in the four walls, and now they have become masters of the world. They were dust of the feet of the servants, and now they have become the crown of the head. So this is in short about today's Murli. Om Shanti.